All right, welcome to the meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council of the July 21st, 2022 meeting. Roll call.
Kurt Alston.
Here.
Tim Daugherty. Michael Dressler.
Here.
Michael Francis. Robert Halterman.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Carl Ryczko.
Here.
Michael Sabatich. Dan Van Abs.
Here.
James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Vogt.
Here.
Thank you, Annette. The Open Public Meetings Act.
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. This meeting is being conducted at the Highlands Council office located at 100 North Road, Chester, New Jersey. Participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up to close of business on Friday, July 22nd, 2022.
Thank you, Annette. Will everyone please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chair report. Well, this is certainly going to be a bittersweet meeting. We're going to be saying goodbye to someone who's been very special to us and welcoming somebody new. I also have a very special resolution that I would like to read into the record. This is a resolution of the New Jersey Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council commending Lisa J. Plevin for her leadership and dedication to the Highlands Council and its mission as Executive Director 2018 to 2022. Whereas the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Act has created a public body, corporate and politic, with corporate succession known as the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council. And whereas the Highlands Act empowers the Highlands Council to appoint an executive director to serve at the pleasure of the council as its chief administrative officer. And whereas the executive director plays a vital role in implementing policies established by the Highlands Council, identifying new initiatives and managing and providing leadership to the staff of the Highlands Council. And whereas Lisa J. Plevin has been the executive director for the Highlands Council for the past 4 years, having been appointed in July of 2018. And whereas Ms. Plevin brought to the Highlands Council a wide breadth of experience working on varied environmental matters. Whereas over the course of 4 years as executive director, Ms. Plevin was ably assisted the Highlands Council and has led the Highlands Council staff in its mission to implement the goals of the Highlands Act and the Highlands Regional Master Plan. And whereas Ms. Plevin's commitment and dedication to the mission of the Highlands Council has served to guide its efforts and establish the tone for all council activities, and whereas Ms. Plevin has sought to encourage significant public participation in the council's operations and has endeavored to involve all stakeholders in council initiatives, and whereas Ms. Plevin provided exceptional leadership of the Highlands Council team during the COVID-19 pandemic, which was perhaps the most challenging time the organization has faced since the development of the RMP. And whereas Ms. Plevin was the driving force behind an incredibly successful effort to engage municipal and county partners in implementation of the RMP, and whereas, based on these efforts, several petitions and amended petitions for plan conformance came before the council and were approved, strengthening collaborative implementation of the Highlands Act and RMP. And whereas during Ms. Plevin's tenure, more than 20 municipal and county planning grants were approved for work including water use and conservation management, stormwater management, transportation planning, lake and stream management, economic sustainability planning, and more. And whereas Ms. Plevin spearheaded the completion of an effort that began in 2007 to have the Regional Master Plan endorsed by the State Planning Commission, which results in significant benefits for Highlands municipalities and counties. And whereas Ms. Plevin quickly ramped up outreach to municipal and county partners experiencing harmful algae blooms, HABs, to facilitate grant funding for watershed assessments, lake and stream management plans, and stormwater management plans to help identify and address many of the root causes of the HABs. And whereas Ms. Plevin has significantly contributed to furthering the goals of the Highlands Act and the Highlands RMP, and has left a solid foundation for future activities of the Highlands Council. And whereas Ms. Plevin has many other accomplishments that distinguish her tenure as Executive Director and will have a lasting positive impact on the Highlands region. And whereas the Highlands Council wishes to publicly and formally acknowledge Ms. Plevin's accomplishments as Executive Director and the legacy she leaves to the future of the Highlands Council and the Highlands region generally. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Highlands Council hereby commends Lisa J. Plevin for her outstanding service as Executive Director of the Highlands Council and her service to the people of New Jersey. Now, therefore, be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be transmitted to Governor Philip D. Murphy, recognizing Ms. Plevin's achievements as Executive Director of the Highlands Council from 2018 to 2022. Need a motion and a second on this resolution.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Everybody wants to vote. Okay, so we'll have, let's see, Kurt moved it, and I think Dan Van Apps seconded.
Go with Bob.
Okay, it was Bob all the way seconded. Everybody wanted to. But before we have discussion, I know we have another presentation, and I'd like to ask Jeffrey Nielsen from the Governor's Authorities Unit to come on up to the microphone. I don't know if, you know what, if we can get the...
Whichever microphone.
Or this is fine. Yeah. I talk loud enough wherever you can all hear me, right?
I think it'd probably be good to put it on record. So.
First off, thank you for having me here. My name is Jeff Nielsen. I work in the governor's office, and I'm here on behalf of the governor. I am shorter and heavier and not as handsome as the governor, but I am standing in this place. Lisa, the governor wants to congratulate you on your many accomplishments in the, not just here as executive director, but really in the environmental field. You have a lengthy career with many, many accomplishments, and some of them are referenced in this letter that is from Governor Murphy. I'm glad that this letter is shorter than the resolution, because I never would have made it through that many big words, but I'm going to do my best here now. This is from Governor Murphy. Dear Lisa, it is my honor to congratulate you on your retirement from your incredible career in government and nonprofit leadership roles, departing as Executive Director of the Highlands Council. You have established a career of significant work in environmental advocacy and natural resource protection. Your role for U.S. Senator Frank Lautenberg as a senior advisor on environmental issues in New Jersey, as Chief of Staff for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Region 2, and as Deputy Director of our Innovative Environment and Energy Transition Committee, coupled with your involvement in the developmental framework causing numerous conservation acts to be passed, deserves to be highlighted and recognized. Your personal contributions and leadership in support of important environmental issues and programs will forever be remembered by the Garden State. The tireless work you have done with the state of New Jersey for more than three decades has undoubtedly earned you the respect and admiration from colleagues, and you are owed a great debt of gratitude from all of New Jersey. Lisa, you have made a tremendous impact on New Jersey's environmental protection, development, and advocacy system that has initiated many policies and implementation strategies to better our lives. On behalf of the state of New Jersey, I applaud you for your generous dedication throughout your esteemed career. Now, as you embark upon this new and exciting chapter in your life, take pride in knowing that the entire Garden State will benefit from your hard work and lasting contributions for years to come. Congratulations again, and best wishes for lasting health and happiness. My very best, Philip D. Murphy, Governor.
So, council discussion on this resolution. Who would like to say something?
I ripped up her resolution. Since I chair personnel, she can't leave.
Kurt? No, I just wanted to say that I've served with every executive director since the inception of council, and then I was reflecting today on what I would share, and I thought that it's interesting that as the council has matured in terms of its functionality and serving residents in the region, so have our executive directors, and I think that you were the right executive director for this last 4 years of our tenure, and I can only say that your professionalism, your objectivity, your dedication and loyalty, the number of times we chatted on weekends or evenings, and you were technically off the clock, I didn't go unrecognized by me, so it's really been a pleasure, and you should all know that. I think, if you were to look up public servant in the dictionary, you see a picture of Alice. Thank you. And I say that in a compliment.
Any other council members?
Kurt might have a job for you on the farm, by the way. As manager who got married. That's how that goes.
Bob Holtwick?
Yeah, I've served on a lot of boards and a lot of commissions and everything else, and I have to say that watching Lisa really give the general public a much better vision of what we are and getting more towns involved, and towns that were just dead set. Independence is one that really comes to mind. My God, the way they blew up when this first started, and here they are looking for a petition. And the outreach that she has done all of us good, has done State of Jersey good, and I'm very, very pleased to have had the opportunity to work with you for these past 4 years, and I wish you guys speed.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I think your proclamation and the letter from the governor kind of sends it off, but they're missing one thing. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else? Dan?
Lisa and I go back. Long time. And I've interacted with Lisa on almost every major position she's had through the course of her career. And I have always enjoyed working with Lisa, interacting with her, and respect her tremendously as a professional. And I'm very pleased to have had the last couple of years on Highlands Council working with her for the first time in an official capacity instead of just, sort of bouncing into each other over time. And so it's great. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Anyone else? Did you go?
I think all of us here agree with everything that was said. I would just say you've done a great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Councilmember Dressler. Councilmember Dressler?
I've been involved in government for over 40 years, and I've got to tell you, Lisa is the consummate professional. She's professional, she's courteous, she's personable, she knows her stuff like no one else, and it's been such a pleasure to work with Lisa. Lisa, I can't say enough good things about you. I know that, I tried up till, recently to get you to stay on. I think that you have taken this council to heights that, we've never been before. the way that you have orchestrated things, the way that you take care of the staff, the way that you make sure that the staff is prepared as much as you are, is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And the Highlands Council, you know, will never forget what you've done for them. The Highlands Council is much better for you being here, and I as a person am much better for being associated with you, and I want to thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, so this is, and we have...
No, I don't want to joke around.
Bruce James.
You know what, Lisa, we've had a different kind of relationship. It's a friendship, and it goes back, you know, I know your history's been with Lundberg and everything else. He's a St. County boy, as you know. Right. So I'm happy that you're going to be in Parsippany, because we're going to be able to see each other and do things together. You're retired. I might get out of this business with you. I've been doing this. I'm in my 17th year, so you know, some days I'm going to do this. I'm happy that you're going to be around, and you're not really retiring. You're going to find things to do, and I'm going to do some of them with you, so it's going to be fun. So I look forward to it, and I'm going to miss you here big time.
Thank you. This is a resolution with public participation. So I open the mic up to anyone that would like to come up. And I'm going to save my comments to after the public. So yes, Elliot. Elliot. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Here?
Yeah.
My name is Elliot Ruda. I'm the Policy and Communications Director for the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. And these are hard acts to follow from your esteemed chairman, from the governor, from members of this august body. As a representative of the environmental community, and I'd say a majority of them, you've become a friend of ours, though we haven't always agreed. But you've accomplished something that very few in this position have, that you're leaving on your own terms. And that's something to be said for that. You have won the respect of council members, of the groups that I represent, of municipal officials throughout the Highlands, of the other agencies you work with. And it is, you carry this position with a great deal of professionalism, and that's very apparent. And we will miss you, Lisa. Good luck to you in your retirement. Thank you.
Thank you, Elliot. Anyone else from the public like to speak on this resolution? Seeing none, I guess I have the last word.
As always.
Yeah, well, as always, it's not around my house, I'll tell you that. Lisa, it's been an absolute pleasure working with you. I agree with what some of my council members said, that, you know, I have been in government and I've worked with administrators and superintendents, and I have never worked with anyone like you. You're so organized and you are on top of everything, and you have really done your job and done it very, very well. I'm going to just say that I know I speak for all the council to say a sincere thank you and to wish you many years of a happy and healthy retirement. And I'm going to end with something that I said to her when she let me know a few months ago that she was going to retire. And these are my exact words that I said to her when she let me know. Lisa, you're much too young to retire. But it didn't work. So let's have a vote on this resolution.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Enthusiastically.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Absolutely.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. And now we move on to the Executive Director's Report. This is probably like your let's see, 12 times one. I'll be your 40th or 50th executive director's report.
For once in my life, I think I'm a little speechless. I am feeling truly overwhelmed by all of the wonderful feedback and well wishes from everyone. And somehow you all managed to keep this a surprise, which I don't know how you did, because there's very little that's a surprise to me. But the letter from the governor was a nice surprise. And I've never heard quite so many whereases in one resolution in my life.
I'm going to be dreaming about whereases.
So let me say a few words. It has been an absolute honor to serve as executive director for the last 4 years. I really appreciate the opportunity to have worked with both the dedicated members of the Highlands Council as well as all the dedicated staff. Together, I feel like we've made some significant strides in advancing the mission and the goals of the agency. We've undertaken many new creative and far-reaching projects, which people have talked a little bit about. We have developed new and very improved relationships with a number of municipalities and counties, and I agree that that's really important in advancing the mission of the agency. We've made substantial progress in implementing the regional master plan. Despite all the obstacles of COVID, we continue to move forward and accomplish our mission and the goals of the Highlands Act. On a personal level, I feel incredibly lucky to have spent most of my professional life working on issues that I love and that I'm passionate about. And I feel that it's fitting that I end at least the paid part of my career here with the Highlands Council. People who know me suspect that this is more of a semi-retirement than a full-fledged retirement. You know, I'm active in a number of local environmental issues where I live, and so I anticipate continuing to stay active and possibly even taking on more on a volunteer basis. I wanted to just do some special thanks, first of all, to Carl, who I have felt was a true ally for me in this position, as well as an amazing support system and a friend. And I could not have accomplished what I did without the support of the chairman. In addition, I wanted to thank Kurt and Bob for their strong leadership and their support in helping to guide this agency and in supporting the work that we do. And also, I want to mention in particular that the committees of the Highlands Council are often the engines that keep this agency running and moving forward. So I'd like to thank all of the committee chairs that do phenomenal work, which include council members James and Dressler, Vizioli, Van Abs, Bowden, and Francis. I'd like to thank you for all your hard work and dedication that you put into this agency. I also appreciate the support of the governor's office and Jeffrey in advancing the goals and priorities of this agency. And again, a special thank you for that. Finally, I would like to thank the nonprofit community. It's true we didn't always see eye to eye, but I think we did more often than not. And I think there was always an open line of communication and respect. And I think that's really the most important thing. So, it's such a strange feeling, honestly, I gotta tell you. And of course, I want to once again reiterate the importance and support and phenomenal dedication and commitment of the staff at the Highlands Council. And they're often, the folks that do it all behind the scenes. So it's not always realized and recognized, they do. The staff does amazing work and is just as passionate about the goals of the agency and accomplishing our mission as I am and as the council members are. So thank you. This is really a wonderful send-off, and I was speechless, but you see I'm not anymore. Just thank you, everybody. I really, really appreciate it. It's really very awesome.
But I just want to say something at this point, that this is not a goodbye for me personally, because you still have a couple weeks to go. And, you know, I've developed a friend, and we will be friends for many, many years. And I will tell you this, is that we had a very funny thing, Lisa and I, because when I called, she would always say, Mr. Chairman, and I would say, Madam Director. I will tell you right now, I will not call the next executive director Madam Director, okay? Somebody in back is laughing.
All right, so should I pivot to the ED report?
Yes.
Okay, let me do that. This is a brief one. Under plan conformance, as you all know, a petition for center designation for Clinton Township in Hunterdon County was approved by the council at the last meeting. For municipally issued exemptions, since my last report, there have been 3 exemption number 5s for Washington Township in Morris County and 1 exemption number 1. For Hardingston Township in Sussex County, 1 exemption number 5. Highbridge in Hunterdon County, 1 exemption number 4. Montville, Morris County, 1 exemption number 5. And for Sparta in Sussex County, 12 exemption number 5s. Under project review updates, staff has received 2 Highlands applicability determination exemption number 11 projects. The first is for Viola Water, New Jersey, has applied to DEP for a HAD 11 for 2 separate projects. Both are in West Milford, and they both are to achieve regulatory compliance for chlorine contact time. The first involves the installation of a water main under the driveway of the Sussex Drive well facility, and Highlands Council staff found this project consistent with the RMP. The second project involves the installation of approximately 30 feet of water main piping at the Bald Eagle Water Treatment Plant, and Highlands Council staff for review for this is still pending. Under personnel updates, the vacant environmental scientist 3 position has been filled, and the candidate is expected to start on August 15th. As you all know, council will be considering a resolution for the executive director position at this meeting, and the next council meeting is scheduled for August 18th. That concludes my report.
Thank you, and it was just as good as your first one. All right, council members, we'll move on now to the approval of the Highlands Council minutes of June 16, 2022. We need a motion and a second. Who would like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion,
okay,
sure.
Moved by Council Member Vizioli, seconded by Council Member James. Any discussion? Hearing none, please poll.
Council Member Alston.
Yes.
Council Member Daugherty.
Yes.
Council Member Dressler.
Yes.
Council Member Francis.
Yes.
Council Member Holtaway.
Aye.
Council Member James.
Yes.
Council Member Van Abs.
Yes.
Council Member Vizioli.
Yes.
Council Member Bowden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. We have a presentation today. This is a Highlands Trail presentation by the New York New Jersey Trail Conference. Lisa, would you like to introduce this?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Council members will recall that the council approved a contract with the New York New Jersey Trail Conference to create 1 consistent trail map from end to end and improve signage along the New Jersey portion of the Highlands Trail. In order to make it easier for visitors to find and utilize the trail, and to encourage more people to take advantage of this great resource right in our backyard. The project is drawing to a close, and Zach Cole, in his new position as Long Distance Trails Program Coordinator for the New York New Jersey Trail Conference, will provide us with a brief presentation.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for the opportunity to present this afternoon. My name is Zach Cole. I am the Long Distance Trails Program Coordinator at the New York New Jersey Trail Conference. I'm still getting used to saying this. I've been in the position for about 4 months. You'll remember me from my time at the Highlands Coalition, so it's a nice reunion today as well. And congratulations, Lisa, on your achievements over your career. I'm here today, as Lisa mentioned, to talk about the Highlands Trail. I'm going to cover briefly what the New York, New Jersey Trail Conference is about, for those of you who aren't familiar, introduce you to the Highlands Trail, and then talk about what's new on the Highlands Trail, thanks to the Highlands Council grant. And then finally, we'll tie this all back around to how this benefits the Highlands region. So the Trail Conference is a volunteer-led organization. We partner with land managers across the New York metropolitan region to steward trails, over 2,000 miles of trail, and we maintain and improve them for the public to use. We use trails as a method to strategically conserve land as well. Trails are often people's first interaction with nature. They're how they get outdoors and interact with nature going forward as well. So they're really an important resource to communities. The conference also is widely known for its map resources and books, which guide public use of these areas. I'm sure you've all seen the Trail Conference maps out there and use them as well at some point. So here it is, here's the trail. In New Jersey, it starts down in Huntington County in Pahatcon, where it crosses the Regalsville Bridge and proceeds north through as many park units as we could kind of match together, before eventually exiting New Jersey in Sterling Forest and proceeding up to the Hudson River. Eventually, it will proceed into Pennsylvania and into region east of the Hudson River and onto Connecticut, where both states are eagerly awaiting their own versions of the Highlands Trail. And I'm thrilled they're going to continue to use the same blazing tradition and colors that we've established here in New Jersey. So here's the trail. We can't access it today because it's too hot, but here are some views. The Monksville Reservoir, Little Windbeam, you know, some of those iconic views and landscapes that we're all familiar with that are included along the Highlands Trail. So what's new on the Highlands Trail? With the generous grant from the Highlands Council, the conference has now implemented a signs campaign, which is consistent across the whole region. It involves a series of signs, which I'll show you in a second, and it's created a consistent identity across the whole region as well. So no matter where you join the Highlands Trail, you know you're right, you know? You have that feeling that I am on something that is consistent across the whole region, and it's not divvied up and it's not confusing anymore. There is a dedicated landing page for the Highlands Trail now on the Trail Conference website with several resources, which I'll also go into in more detail shortly. And there are brochures that I've distributed to various park offices and high visitation locations throughout the region, including the headquarters right here. So I don't know where Carol hid them, but they're out there. There you go, so you can check those out shortly. So Blazing the Trail, this is the first part. Here is the standard Highlands Blaze now that is featured up and down the trail. It's this wonderful teal color, which is the identity of the trail now. It includes the URL to that landing page, so anybody who sees it will know exactly where to go to find that information. And on the right-hand side there, you'll see the Highlands Trail Spur Blaze. The black dot is a convention we borrowed from other long-distance trails. A spur trail is one that allows someone to access a campsite or a parking lot and then access the main trail. So anybody section hiking the trail or doing a long-distance through hike can use these spur trails to link up different bits. They're also great to increase the visibility, because anytime you see a teal blaze, you know you're on something that is so much bigger than just a local loop. So here are the long distance trail signs. These are what I sort of refer to as the main event. There are 11 of these installed along the trail. I have two more in my car, intended to go into Northern Green State Forest when we figure out the best place for them. They obviously indicate the distance and where you are along the trail between the Hudson and Delaware River. And so the idea behind these is to create that sense of scale and give that impression that you really are on a big, exciting trail. So whether you do a mile or two along it on your little loop, or a section hiking the whole thing, this is what gives the trail its identity, and hopefully will make it a premier long distance trail for the region as well, and an asset to the Highlands. These are the other two signs that we've put up, trailhead signs and directional parking signs. The trailhead signs are at all of the trailheads, makes sense. They have a brief bit of information about the trail and also a very little bit about the Highlands too. And the directional signs are to help people access parking lots and also rejoin the trail when they exit one park unit and it isn't necessarily obvious where the trail picks up again. So we've installed those as well in strategic locations. So the numbers, like I said, 11 of the long distance trail signs have been installed. 40 of the trailhead signs and 10 of the directional parking signs. In total, 37 unique locations were scouted for signs. Not all of these locations were recommended for signage, but We've documented them all, and as people use the trail, increase to use the trail, you know, we'll deploy more of the signs that we have and meet the needs as they're required. I still have about 20 of the trailhead signs in my, whatever you call the back of the car, the boot. The back of my car, anyway. And I'll be working with our volunteer leadership to find appropriate places for those and fill in some of those gaps.
What's the front of the car called?
The butt, obviously.
Good question.
So, signs in the wild. Here are some examples of some of the ones we've installed. There's a long distance trail sign mounted to a kiosk at a Morris County Park. Long distance trail sign mounted to a tree at Long Pond Ironworks. The trailhead signs mounted on a post on the east side of the Regalsville Bridge. A trailhead sign included on a kiosk at, again, at Morris County Park. And then, of course, a trailhead sign mounted to a post. This is actually at the trailhead of a spur at Salt Gastropub in Stanhope. And the next phase of this for me will be to go and identify some of the businesses that might be trail adjacent that may want some of these materials so that they can begin leveraging their proximity to the trail, both to the trail's advantage, the Highlands' advantage, and of course their own as they benefit on this surge in interest in outdoor recreation and hiking. So I mentioned a landing page. Here it is. It's probably one of the better looking pages on the whole conference website. It's had a lot of attention recently. It looks brilliant. So there are all these resources available. You can find out about the trail, about the Highlands. We have links to the maps and overview maps as well, so you can see the different sections. So when you're planning your hike, there are itineraries you can download for section hiking, as well as, like I said, those individual bits that you can print if you need. And then there's one long distance trail map as well. This is a map that's really only useful if you're hiking the Highlands Trail, because it's just this long corridor of a map with not very much else on it. But features on this map, which is hosted on the digital mapping app Avenza, include you can pinpoint your location in real time using GPS. The little blue dot there will find you even outside of cell service. It uses the GPS function in your phone. The map also features a little compass, which is helpful, and coordinates so that you can really place yourself if ever you get into trouble. And the Avenza mapping app also has fun features for adding personal data points. So you can take pictures of waterfalls or views and remember where they were. So if ever you're looking to repeat a hike and want to figure out where that photograph was, you can track that data as well as your route as well. But these are all Avenza features which are fun to use. That map is available for free. You just download the app on your phone, go to the store, and you'll find it by searching Highlands Trail.
And I have to bring my grandchildren along to tell them how to use that on the phone. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Not at all. Hopefully it is relatively intuitive. I've been able to figure it out, and I'm pretty old school with this stuff as well myself. We are exploring producing paper versions of the long distance trail map too.
Well, thank you.
For all of us, on some sort of waterproof paper. So that may be coming too. So we'll see. We'll see what use and demand is like. But those conversations are happening internally at the conference. So finally, bringing the trail back around to the Highlands region. Like I said, trails often serve as the point of contact between people and nature. They're also educational resources. You know, I'm the first person to go and find the kiosk at a trailhead and find out what I'm going to be seeing both before or after the hike, to learn about the geography, the history or the ecology of a region. Trails foster sustainable economic development as well for a region, and that's what we hope to achieve in the next phase of this, which is, you know, businesses leveraging the Highlands Trail towards their own end. The AT communities do this very successfully. Communities along the various other long distance trails throughout the country do this, and there's no reason the Highlands Trail and Highlands communities can't replicate this. Long distance trails are also drivers for preservation. They act as a sort of a corridor, if you like, for choosing which open space parcels to prioritize. I'm working on this with the Long Path in the very heavily developed Rockland County region over in New York, which is a trail that's still very much coming together, and it's guiding plans in that area too. And it will continue to guide municipalities' open space projects here in New Jersey too. I know a couple of towns have incorporated the Highlands Trail explicitly in their open space and recreation plans, and that's great to see. And so finally, my last thought here was the Highlands Trail also represents a thread, a tangible experience that you can use to experience the Highlands. It's great. It pulls the whole region together. You can go, you can walk it, you can climb the ridges, you can descend into the valleys, you can look over the reservoirs, and it's a huge opportunity for everybody who's looking to learn and celebrate this glorious region. So with that, I'll end. It's another picture overlooking Waterloo Village, and I'll take any questions if you have them.
Any questions for Zach? Any comments?
I have a quick question. Have you been able to calculate the economic impact that the trail has had in the region now?
No.
Do you have any plans to
track economic impact in the sense? Not personally, no. I can't speak to that.
Well, a lot of people would like to know, right? We get criticized for giving these grants out, and some people question, what's the value? And I think it's easy to say, well, there's value because there's economic activity. Mm-hmm. If there was some way you could quantify it, like how many people utilize the trails on an annual basis, and you know, then maybe there's an estimate of how much money they drop when they're using the trail per mile. You know, I can think of some ways that you could quantify it. I'm a trail advocate, but I don't know these answers. And you're only 4 months on the job, and you might be coming back for more money. And so maybe this is something seriously that I think would be really helpful for your organization, and certainly for us.
And I think you're right.
Advocate for.
You know, we can put somebody on in the same county to reserve our staff. Well, so Deborah Hoffman, Economic Development Department, be more than happy to put them on. I'll give me her card. I'll make sure she gets a hold of you, and we'll try. Because that's a good. It's a good.
One thing we do for the long path already is we keep a record of all the people who complete it. So having a number of people who have opted to, I know a couple actually already who have hiked the length of the New Jersey Highlands Trail, so a record of that number. And obviously the parks keep visitation records too, and I understand they're improving some of that with the deployment of more trail stewards who are actually collecting visitation in high use areas. So that could be a way to quantify visitation as well. And as they become more engaged with visitors, educating on Leave No Trace as well, asking them about where they're going and whether they are using the Highlands Trail as well, could be information that could feed into this tracking. But it's a valid question and one that I'll bring back, and we'll see if we can figure out a useful way to track this. Absolutely.
One easy way potentially to do this is to conduct a quick survey, perhaps, of some of your members. You have a very healthy membership, mm-hmm. correct? Yes. So that might be one way to at least start to get at that information.
Jeffrey, you'd like to say something.
Thank you. By pure coincidence, I'm not a hiker until August 1st, and then I'm going on my first long-term hike. I'm going to Spain to walk a route that's referred to as the Camino de Santiago. And I've learned in my research preparing for this trip that this hiking trail, or there are a number of trails actually, it's an industry in Spain. People come from all over the world to walk the Camino. And I know it's a long way off, but I could foresee people coming from all over the region, other states, to walk our trail. Again, it is an industry. You asked about economics, and you know, with the Camino, there are places to stay, hostels, homes, hotels, restaurants. They have meals that they serve. They're called pilgrim meals. I could foresee something like that with this. And, the sky's really the limit.
Yeah, so. And that's very much the objective of the conference, and I believe the reason I was hired is to make the Highlands Trail, the Long Path, and the AT in New York and New Jersey have that same prestige as the Camino and these other trails, and make it a destination trail as well. You know, we have a lot to offer in this part of the world. We all know that. Let's show it off a little. You know, let's build that prestige and identity.
Zach, I travel a lot on Skyline Drive in New Ringwood. There's two large parking lots for the hikers. Let me tell you something. In the last 2 years, I guess because of pandemic, I think hiking has really increased in popularity, because you cannot get a parking pass, especially on the weekend. But even if you drive like today, you know, during the week, it's very hard. And that's also on the western shore of Greenwood Lake, the parking areas there. They fill up, you know, by 10 o'clock in the morning. And people are parking on main roads in order to hike. So it's really increasing, and I do think that But Kurt's idea is correct. Let's see if we can get some economic sustainability from the hikers.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I just have
council
one.
Member, council member Vizioli.
Just one comment. I'm a firm believer in carrying in and carrying out. What you carry in, you had best carry out, including yourself, that is. And I've walked this trail near Alamuchi up around a scout reservation and so on. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness I had a large garbage bag with me. And it really frustrates the dickens out of me that folks don't carry their stuff out. So I'm sure you're seeing those kinds of things as well. So when I walk, I carry it out.
Thank you.
My question is almost in line with this. Are there plans, programs to maintain the trails? Who will be maintaining
the trails? The conference. The conference, I started with this, the conference has over 2,000 volunteers, each of whom take ownership of a mile of trail. And then they report to a supervisor for a park unit, and then there's a local trail chair. The local trail chair for the Highlands Trail is very engaged. He's sorry, he couldn't be here. His name is Glenn Oleksek. He and I communicate daily about various issues. And there are educational resources out there as well. Leave no trace, take only pictures, leave only footprints. All that information is out there, and the conference tries very hard to increase understanding about that through the DEP trail stewards who are going out, the New York's, the conference's own trail stewards. But the trail is physically maintained by volunteers, and they take incredible pride in this. It's really astounding work they do for no money.
Very good. Any other questions for Zach? Zach, thank you very much. Lisa, did you have anything else you'd like to add to this?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Zach. We move on to the Budget and Finance Committee. Bob Baltibay, would you like to introduce our resolution for today?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much.
Did we do the minutes?
Yes.
I didn't notch it off.
It kept working.
It kept working. Yeah.
You've had a long day.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And every year we face a difference in the budget timing between the state of New Jersey and our budget. We typically adopt our budget in October. The last one was adopted in October of 2021. We have an operating budget and we have a grants budget. And as we have done every year for as many years as I've been treasurer, we have a resolution offered today to continue the amounts on a monthly basis. So we're actually linearly extending our 2021 budget into October 2022. And the monthly amounts stay the same, so rather straightforward. So, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Member Haltaway. So we need a motion and a second to approve the extension for the fiscal year budgets 2022 at the same average monthly spending level. Who would like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion, Mr.
Council Chair. Member Haltaway, we need a second.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Moved seconded by Council Member Vizioli. Any discussion on this resolution? Okay, this is a voting matter with public participation. Who would like to, anyone from the public like to comment on this resolution? All right, seeing none, please poll.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Haltaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Savatage. I'm sorry, he's not here. Councilmember Van Ams.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Voden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. Before we move on to our Personnel Committee resolution, we are going to have an executive session. We're going to have to ask the members of the public and members of the staff to leave for about 15 minutes, but let's first have the motion before you leave. So would you please read that, Gabrielle, into the record?
Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, permits the holding of closed sessions by public bodies in certain circumstances, and the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council is of the opinion that those circumstances presently exist. And whereas the council will discuss personnel matters concerning a prospective employee within the meaning of NJSA 10:4-12B8, now therefore be it resolved that the council may enter into closed session at its public meeting of July 21, 2022 for that purpose. It is anticipated at this time that the nature of the closed session will be made public upon completion or resolution of the issues to be discussed, except any matter protected by the attorney-client privilege will not be disclosed. This resolution shall become effective upon a roll call vote of the council.
Thank you, Gabrielle. So we need a motion and a second for the executive session. Who would like to make that motion?
Move it.
Okay, moved by Councilmember Van Abs.
Second.
Second by Councilmember James. Any discussion with council? Hearing none, please poll.
Councilmember Alston?
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty?
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway?
Aye.
Councilmember James?
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs?
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Voden?
Yes.
Chairman Richko?
Yes. I don't think that this will be more than about 15 minutes, so if we can ask you to leave, we'll be closing the doors and we'll let you know when we're finished. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to reopen the meeting. Just to report to everyone that our executive session has to do with the resolution that will be coming next. So I would just let everybody come in. Next on the agenda, we'll be moving on to Personnel Committee. This is a resolution appointment of the executive director. I'll turn it over to the head of the Personnel Committee, Bruce James.
So I'll read resolution 2022, and it's the appointment of the executive director. So whereas the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Act, Highlands Act, empowers the Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council, Highlands Council, to appoint, retain, and employ personnel as it may require without regard to the provisions of Title 11A, the New Jersey statutes, but within the limits of funds appropriated and otherwise made available for those purposes. And whereas the Highlands Act authorizes the Highlands Council to conduct its business as needed, subject to the statute, to effectuate the purposes of enabling legislation. And whereas Section 5G of the Highlands Act provides for the Highlands Council's appointment of an executive director to serve at the pleasure of the council as its chief administrative officer, and shall be a person qualified by training and experience to perform the duties of the office. And whereas, pursuant to the Highlands Act, the Highlands Council has adopted bylaws which provide for the appointment of an executive director whose duties are enumerated in said bylaws and who shall serve at the pleasure of the council. Now therefore be it resolved, the Highlands Council hereby appoints Benjamin L. Spinelli, Esquire, as the executive director at an annual basis of $135,000. The executive director is hereby authorized and directed to exercise all of the duties and responsibilities as set forth in the bylaws. Carl, at some point, will issue the certification.
Okay. Thank you. So we need a motion and a second on that resolution.
I'll move it.
Moved by Council Member James and second by Council Member Olstead. Right. Before I ask for council comment, I just would like to read a brief summary of Ben Spinelli's professional experiences. Ben has a bachelor's degree of political science and history from Muhlenberg College and a law degree from the Seton Hall School of Law. In the 1980s and 90s, he was an Essex County assistant county prosecutor and trial lawyer. Ben was mayor of Chester Township from 1998 to 2007 and also served as chairman of the Chester Township Environmental Commission from 1991 to 1998 and chairman of the Morris County Open Space and Farmland Preservation Committee for 3 years. He has also served on the State Agricultural Committee and the New Jersey Environmental Trust Board. Ben's a past executive director of the Westchester Land Trust and the New Jersey Office of Smart Growth. Ben is certainly not a stranger to the Highlands Council. He was appointed to the council in 2004 as one of the original 15 members. He worked with his fellow board members to establish the regional master plan and the procedures that we follow to this day.
Presently, Ben is a principal slash partner of Greener by Design, which provides consulting services related to agriculture, alternative energy, open space planning, and sustainable and affordable housing. Principal areas of the practice center on environmental and conservation matters, including working with governmental agencies. So now open it up to council members. Any discussion on this resolution? Okay. Seeing none, this is a matter of, it's a resolution with public participation. So anyone from the public would like to participate in this discussion? Okay. Hank?
Is this working?
Yes.
Yep. My name's Hank Klump. I'm a farmer. I've farmed in the preservation area, but not by my choice. And I know Ben from the original Highlands thing. I think so. And I like your choice. And one other comment that is still bugging me, and being that we have the representative from the governor's office, maybe we could find money to compensate the landowners which haven't received a penny since the act was passed. We were promised by Smith and McCune that they'd find the money someplace, and it's never happened. It's 18 years now. That's a long time. And it's just not in the works. So I know Lisa tried very hard. I got to commend her for her efforts. But by golly, maybe Ben can find the money that we deserve. So I appreciate your time, and it's a good choice. God bless you.
Thank you.
And give that to the governor, please.
Anyone else from the public like to speak on this resolution? Seeing none?
I'd like to let the record show that Hank Klump's is in support of an action of the council. This may be a first.
I enjoy being here, let's put it that way. And the worst thing, and I was talking to the guy that ran that phone business here today, and that was a disaster, in my words. You like to see people, you like to see their reaction, it's blank.
Like I said last time, you missed me, right?
I did miss
you. I missed you too. Okay. All right, anyone else from the public like? No, we ended that. Okay, right. Anyone from the council, anything else? If not, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Absolutely.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. And congratulations. I'm going to ask Ben if he'd like to come up and say a few words. Okay, that's enough.
Turn the top. Turn
why don't you go to the. Sure.
Yeah, okay, you have 3 minutes.
I was going to say, turn the timer on.
I'm
talking about being lost for words. I do know where to start. I want to begin by congratulating Lisa on moving on to her next stage in life. Having served as a member of the council, I have a pretty good understanding of how things should go. Having dealt with the council from the outside in a number of different matters with Lisa at its helm, I got a chance to see as one of the customers of the Highlands Council. She's always been professional. She's always done a great job and been fair. And she's always been a kind and decent person to deal with as well. And you're going to be missed. And I can only hope to carry on the work that you've done here. And good luck to you going forward. The second thing I'd like to say is thank you very much to the council members. For me, I've worked on the issues surrounding the Highlands Council and the policies that have supported protecting the resources of the region for over two decades. And having been here at the beginning and coming back to having the opportunity to serve as the executive director of this body really brings things full circle for me, and it is tremendously exciting. I don't want to go over too many of the things we'll be able to discuss professionally and you know, as you see fit on what direction the council should take going forward. But I hope to work on and to carry out your wishes and to really help to bring the policies and the goals of the Act to fruition going forward and to help you continue to implement the Act. And I'm very excited to work with you. And again, thank you very much for the confidence that you've shown in hiring me. And I think we're gonna do a lot of great things. And the next few years are gonna be your, things that you're gonna be proud of, and that I will as well. So thank you.
Thank you. Good luck, Ben. Thank you. And I predict we're gonna have a very smooth transition. You know, Lisa and Ben have already discussed getting together and talking about the Highlands Council and so on. So we look forward to seeing the outcome of those talks, and I'm sure I'll be talking with Ben soon, and I'm sure the council members also. So we move on to old and new business.
Well, just to confirm for everybody's knowledge, Ben starts when?
August 12th. Lisa's last day is August 12th. That's what I said. We're not saying goodbye to her today, but she's got a couple more weeks. And Ben is, did we have that in the resolution? I can't remember.
No. Well, and it's also subject to
approval of this.
Well, and the CSC has to, if the paperwork.
Right. If everything goes smoothly,
yes.
August
Ben's
15th. Start date would be August 15th.
Right.
And so hopefully everything will go smoothly.
Yes.
So do we have to approve the minutes of this meeting in order for the governor to have the ability to take action? How does that work?
No, we just have to wait out the veto period. So just the you know, once we get the minutes, it's 10 days to the governor's office. They have 10 days to veto them. Assuming they don't veto the minutes, then all of the actions are presumed valid.
And it won't be a problem because a person from the GAU's office is going to be in Spain walking on some trails there, so it won't be a problem.
We can't, apparently we can't, like, keep them here until it's approved, and they sort of the bargaining chip.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, we move on to old and new business. Any council members have any old
Chairman,
and new business?
Chairman.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yeah, Mike Dressler.
Mike Dressler.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Did we technically vote on Ben?
Yes, we just did.
There was a resolution.
We voted to open it to the public, but did we actually vote on Ben?
Yes.
Bruce.
I read the resolution, and then it was seconded.
I remember the resolution, Bruce. I just thought that we still have to vote on that.
No, that was the vote.
Yeah, I did the roll call.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Any old or new business? All right. Seeing none, we open for public comments. Would anyone like to address the council? Just remind you that you have up to 3 minutes, and questions raised in this period may not be responded to at this time, but when feasible, we will follow up with the council and its staff. Yes.
Hi, Elliot Ruga, Policy and Communications Director, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. And I didn't want to say anything before you guys voted on Ben as your executive director. I want to say congratulations. I don't think you could have selected a better person to be the executive director of this body. His perspective he brings with his former work on the council, directing the Office of Smart Growth, his municipal government experience, his experience working with other agencies in the state, as well as his currently being a representative of a developer of the regulated community, and someone who builds good projects, not ones that shoehorns in bad ones that we regret. I think Ben has a very visionary, high-level way of seeing things. He gets the big picture. He understands, I think, intrinsically the goals and objectives of the Highlands Act and the regional master plan and what this body is capable of doing. And I think that vision will carry you forward and inspire you in new and different ways. I think you may find some new ideas about a moribund TDR program that could be very exciting. So we are very pleased and we look forward to this relationship. But that was one side of the coin. I'm glad Jeff is here from the governor's office, because the governor has to do his job and nominate some members of the Highlands Council. And some of you have served a very, very long time. We need some new faces here. We need some new representatives of different types of people that we have in the Highlands and in New Jersey. You know, I think you've all done a great job, but it's been a very long time that we've seen some real new blood here. So we hope that, I hope the governor follows through. That's all I have to say. Good luck.
Thank you, Elliot. Jeff, you're glad you came today, huh?
I'm so happy.
Anyone else from the public would like to speak during this session? Mr. Klump.
Here's one you could take back to the governor, too. You know, for public comments, when all the paperwork goes through it, and no matter what you say here, and then it has public comments, and it's written out here. On the portion of public comments at the end of the meeting, there's nothing published in the report. Why? It's all public comments. It should be considered to be put in here also.
You're talking about after the meeting?
There's nothing in there about me talking or anybody else talking here at the public. But it's public comment.
It should
be part of the minutes. Definitely. We only have 3 minutes, which is a sore spot for me. But for an example, last meeting, and I'll read this to you, Mr. Klump suggested that council staff explain why integrity, originally HDC credits were 96K, was discounted to 16K. Nobody called me, nobody wrote me a letter, nothing. How did it come out? So whether we're not talking about it, you and I can't talk about it, but where did the money go? I mean, I'm looking for the landowners on this deal. And it's a shame, because we were promised. And at that time, Governor McGreevy may have been thinking with his right mind, but he passed this thing and he signed it. Now we're all stuck with it. So we need help. And if I'd be very happy to meet with the governor anytime, he can come out to the farm and bale some hay with us if he'd like. But it's ironic that, you know, the people that land is being used aren't being compensated. So that's my story.
Thank you, Hank.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We do have the minutes, and it says, at the end, the public comments, it says Hank Klump, Julia Summers, and former Mayor Higgins from Clinton Township spoke at the end of the meeting last time. So
that's correct.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say what we said.
Because
it does not say.
It says, Mr. Klump suggested that council staff explain why Integra's original HDC credit amount
Okay. That's what it says.
Glasses on.
What happened to it?
All right.
Where's the money?
Oh, okay. You want an answer to this.
Yes. Thank God. You understand.
I thought you were saying that it was not on the minutes that you spoke. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Anyone else from the public? Seeing none, we need a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Council Member James, second by Council Member Holtaway. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Meeting of July 21st, 2022 is adjourned. Thank you.